So welcome to tonight's sleep story, a dreamy realm of simple luxuries, everyday magic, and the beauty that is found in living in connection to Mother Nature and her seasons. As the ink black velvet sky gently hushes you into quietness, inviting you to fall into a state of dreamy sleep and restoration, where together we will embark on a magical journey with a woman whose name is Lily, who makes it her daily devotion to savor the simple luxuries that surround her. Rumi once wrote, quote, "The universe is not outside of you. Look inside yourself, for everything that you want, you already are." Unquote. In this enchanting tale, we journey inward, guided by the timeless wisdom of Rumi's words. You see, how we perceive ourselves and our surroundings is shaped by the lens of our own hearts. As we transition from the bustling realm of the mind to the tranquil sanctuary of the heart, we uncover the true magic that resides within us. It is here, in the depths of our being, that we find the essence of contentment and fulfillment. Tonight, as we weave through the tapestry of dreams, let us embrace the ordinary moments that sparkle with extraordinary beauty, from the warmth of the sun to the soothing aroma of freshly brewed tea, where every sensation, it becomes a treasure to cherish. Within the quietude of the night, amongst the whispers of the evening wind, together let us discover the profound joy of savoring life's simple pleasures. So join me on this journey of mindful exploration, where together we will honor the sacred art of living well. With each breath, we will immerse ourselves into the richness of the present moment, finding beauty and wonder in the everyday. So, my dear beautiful dreamer, as you drift into the realm of sleep, let your heart be your guide, and may you awaken to the magic that resides within you. Begin tonight's journey by setting up your bedroom to become a cozy retreat. You may like to turn on a salt lamp, open a window, maybe burn an incense. Turn off all your devices and snuggle deep down into your bed. Cozy on down into your bed. Take a deep breath in through your nose, and in your own time, slowly exhale through your nose or your mouth. Inhaling deeply, inviting yourself to soften. Exhaling, letting go of any tension in your body, allowing yourself to sink deeper into relaxation. Breathe at your own pace, softening, surrendering, and relaxing. Inhaling deeply and exhaling completely. Now let us drop in a little deeper. So as you breathe in, draw the breath deep down into your body, drawing it down to your belly. And exhaling, releasing all that no longer serves you. Inhale, drawing the breath through your heart space, down to your belly, and exhale, letting go, softening, and surrendering to this moment. Following the breath deep into the body, falling deeper into this sacred present moment, falling deeper into yourself, falling deeper into a realm of dreams and magic. Settle into the stillness, fall into the oneness. In a charming Australian country town that was cradled at the base of the Snowy Mountains, there resided a woman whose name was Lily. She lived in a quaint old country home that had a beautiful stone fireplace, rustic timber floorboards, and a back porch that overlooked a ballroom of native gum trees, where on the edge stood a 200-year-old snow gum tree. Her sanctuary, it spanned for 200 acres, consisting of lush nature and teeming with native wildlife like wombats, kangaroos, koalas, and the melodic chorus of black cockatoos and kookaburras. Every day, Lily's quaint abode, it welcomed the gentle presence of echidnas and the playful antics of the platypuses who lived in the creek that meandered at her back door. Inspired by the natural beauty that surrounded her, Lily created and spent many afternoons lovingly tendering to a breathtaking field of lavender and rosemary, where its fragrant blooms they danced in the warm embrace of the afternoon sun. And with care and reverence, she nurtured these aromatic treasures, knowing that they held the secret to her beloved essential oils, which she lovingly distilled in her antique copper steam distill. Lily would love to wake up early enough to greet the sun each morning. As the golden sun rose, casting hues of pink and orange across the sky, Lily would embark on her morning ritual of savouring the simple luxuries that filled her world. She would start her day with a gentle walk on the nature trail that meandered across her property. And with each step that she took, she breathed in the fresh mountain air, while the gentle morning breeze, it kissed her cheeks like a whispered promise. In the early light of dawn, Lily admired how the Australian landscape, it seemed to awake to the gentle embrace of the fragrant wattle, the tea tree, and the eucalyptus. She took a moment to admire the delicate blooms of the wattle tree, where clusters of golden pom-poms adorned the branches, casting a luminous glow across the land. the wattle's feathery leaves, they swayed in harmony, catching the first rays of sunlight. With the gentle morning breeze, the air, it was dominantly infused with the sweet fragrance of wattle, a symphony of honeyed notes that danced on the senses. Lily took a moment to stop and sit. Sitting beneath the blooming wattle tree, she closed her eyes and she reflected on one of her favourite Rumi quotes. And the quote goes, quote, "The universe is not outside of you. Look inside yourself, for everything that you want, you already are," unquote. These words, they washed over her like a gentle breeze, and with a serene smile, she turned her focus inward, seeking solace and contentment within herself. And in this moment of quiet introspection, she realized that everything that she had ever yearned for all the peace, the love, and the fulfillment that she craved, it all resided within her own heart. And within this sacred present moment, with a deep breath, she just took a moment to truly appreciate the simple luxury of self-discovery. Finding joy in the knowledge that she already possessed everything that she sought. So as she basked in the warmth of her inner light, surrounded by the beauty of nature, Lily understood that true happiness, it lay not in the external possessions or people, but in the boundless treasures that were found in her own soul. In the soft light of the morning, as the world awakens to a new day, Lily continued to savour the simple joys, and one of those being her morning cup of Earl Grey tea and a slice of her home-baked bread. With her morning cup of Earl Grey tea in her hand, with its warmth enveloping her senses like a warm, gentle embrace, she stepped onto her back porch and takes a seat on her swinging chair. In the tranquil stillness of the early hours, she is greeted by the playful melodies of magpies and the hearty laughter of kookaburras, a song of inspiration and serenity over the awakening Australian landscape. As she takes a sip of her hot tea, she breathes in its fragrant aroma and its warmth. It brings her stillness, comfort, and grounding for her day ahead. Sipping her tea with mindfulness, she watches on at the magpie family, who are busy sorting out their pecking order. Lily laughs to herself at their antics. Her warm tea, the crisp morning air, and the morning routine of the resident magpie family, it fills Lily's heart with gratitude and joy. Looking out at the naturescape that surrounds her, Lily breaks off a piece of warm bread and she butters it with her homemade blackberry jam. Lily loves to bake warm bread most mornings, where each bite it is a testament to the nourishing abundance of Mother Earth. Lily gazes over at the 200-year-old snow gum, which is located just 50 meters from where she sits. It stands tall, its weathered bark holding stories of centuries past. For two centuries, this beautiful ancient tree, it has observed the rhythmic dance of the seasons, the whispers of the wind, and the mysteries of the Australian alpine wilderness. Its twisted branches, they stretch towards the sky, adorned with delicate blossoms in the spring and dusted with snow in the wintertime. Over the years, it has provided shelter to generations of wildlife, and it has listened to the melodies of countless birds. With its roots firmly anchored in the earth, it remains a guardian to its surrounding ecosystem, a silent witness to life's ever-changing seasons. As Lily enjoys her morning cup of tea and warm bread on her porch, the old snow gum stands sentinel, a timeless emblem of strength and elegance, reminding all who admire its quiet beauty of the enduring magic of the natural world. After breakfast, Lily heads into the small village. It is a cute little town with antique shop fronts, cozy cafes, old majestic trees that line the street, and a bustling local farmers market. The town, whilst it may be small and quaint, it is a tourist town. It is a weekend escape for the city folk who crave a little solace, a little space, and some quietude to breathe in the big, wide open spaces and fresh mountain air. Lily's first destination on her morning excursion was to the farmers' market, a bustling scene where the vendors displayed their local wares in the market square. Wicker baskets brimming with seasonal fruits and vegetables, jars of honey gleaming in the sunlight, and bouquets of fragrant flowers that filled the air with a sweet aroma. With a joyful heart, Lily immerses herself in the vibrant atmosphere, savoring every moment, admiring all the beautiful local produce, smelling it, picking them up, feeling the texture, asking vendors questions about produce that she's never seen, learning more about produce that she had no idea about. And then she carefully selects some local stringy bark honey, a pumpkin, some Tuscan kale, beetroot, some basil, some pears, red apples, and a punnet of sun-ripened tomatoes, filling her Hessian shopping bag. Intrigued by a vendor that's offering garlic-infused olive oil and pink salt from the Murray River, Lily pauses to explore his offerings. Inspired to create a delicious bruschetta for lunch, she purchased these items from him. And then next, Lily makes her way to the village's quaint library cafe, where the coffee beans are locally roasted and the big wooden teak bookshelves, they are filled with ancient encyclopedias, old editions of National Geographic, and travel adventure stories, all waiting to be discovered. And with each book that she peruses, Lily would lose herself in tales of far-off lands and magical adventures, her imagination soaring on the wings of the words. in the cozy confines of the library cafe, hugged by the comforting aroma of freshly brewed coffee, Lily finds solace in the simple pleasure of sipping her coffee while immersing herself in the world of literature. As the bold flavors of the coffee, they warm her soul, her mind it eagerly delves into the pages of a captivating book, each word painting vivid images and stirring emotions. The gentle hum of conversation that surrounds her, it provides a soothing backdrop, enhancing the atmosphere of intellectual curiosity and creativity. Sitting at a small table surrounded by the shelves of books and the soft glow of ambient lighting, time, it truly does stand still, allowing for moments of introspection and quiet reflection. In this sanctuary of knowledge and local coffee culture, the experience of enjoying coffee and reading, it is a cherished weekend ritual for Lily, offering her respite from the bustle of daily life. Leaving the library cafe, Lily heads home, taking a final walk through the farmer's market to pick up a bunch of flowers for herself. Lily loved her nurturing relationship with flowers. She shared a secret language between her and the flowers that graced her presence. You see, she could see and feel them smiling at her, loving her, supporting her, guiding her, and inspiring her. She also felt joy and peace in their presence. She would talk and sing to the flowers. And even though dahlias, roses, and lavender were her favorites, she never played favoritism when it came to choosing her flowers. You see, she loved everything from the yellow dandelions that she made flower crowns with or dried for her herbal tea, to the strong, bold statue of the bird of paradise. As she approached her favorite market stall, the Flower Emporium, the owner, whose name was Frank, he greeted her with an enthusiastic wave and a cheery good morning. The store, it wasn't the most upmarket of stores, but she loved its quaint, small and wholesome feel. The owner, Frank, he had been running the store for over 60 years. And he had a real passion for flowers and floriography. Lily always loved to stop and chat to him for a while, as he filled her mind and her imagination with new stories and fun facts about flowers. Not only did she love to learn more about flowers, it always made her heart smile as she watched Frank talk about flowers with so much passion and charisma. His cheeks were always red and rosy, and often he would let out a contagiously boisterous laugh as he told his stories about flowers. Flowers Flowers, they were his world. And since meeting Frank, flowers have become a big part of Lily's world too. Rows of freshly picked flowers, bursting with colour and fragrance. They smiled up at Lily, each blossom a testament to nature's artistry. With a heart full of joy and a smile dancing on her lips, Lily was drawn to a bunch of Australian natives. As she picked up the bunch, she was greeted by the sweet fragrance of eucalyptus and the subtle perfume of wildflowers, such as wattle, tea tree, protea, banksia, waratah, everlasting daisy, billy buttons, and flannel flower. The bunch, it was wrapped in simple brown paper and it was tied with hemp twine. It was just perfect. Each blossom, a celebration of Australia's rich biodiversity. With her heart filled with appreciation for the land that she calls home, Lily cradled the bouquet in her arms, feeling a deep connection to the natural world around her. She bids farewell to Frank and continues her stroll through the market to pick up some olives, some fresh bread, and some handmade Castel soap. Looking down to admire her bunch of flowers every now and then, the vibrant colours and earthy scent of the native flowers, they served as a reminder to her of the beauty and the resilience of the Australian landscape. Arriving home, she put the flowers in her favourite olive green pottery vase, a vase that was perfectly imperfect. Now, perfectly imperfect, that was what Lily loved most about things, places and people, which is probably why she was so drawn to the philosophy of wabi-sabi. Living wabi-sabi is a Japanese tradition which fosters a bohemian sense of beauty that celebrates the basic, the unique and the imperfect. The philosophy had been a continued source of inspiration for Lily, both in her life and her home. For the essence of wabi-sabi, it reminded her of all the imperfect beauty inherent in life. Through the lens of wabi-sabi, everything in the home and life, from a makeshift glass vase for hand-picked flowers to old attic windows, they all present an opportunity to see beauty, because true beauty is found in the ordinary. Intimately tied to Zen Buddhism, wabi-sabi is a subtle spiritual philosophy that honours clean, minimalist spaces, as well as organic materials and nature. Well-trod floorboards and old books, mindful rituals, ancient traditions, and worn furniture are all perfect examples of beauty in the everyday. So is cultivating a huge appreciation for just being, freedom from the ego, the opinion of others, and the need for validation. Wabi Sabi is flea markets. It is aged wood, it is pottery, handmade items, and recycled objects. It finds beauty in the cracks and the crevices, and in all the marks that time, weather, and use leave behind. For Lily, the philosophy celebrated humble living and the ever-changing moment, where she found beauty in the imperfection and deep meaning in nature and the seasons of change. As the day gently transitioned into evening, Lily found herself drawn to the quiet sanctuary of her own home. Reflecting on one of her favorite Rumi verses, "The very center of your heart is where life begins, and that is the most beautiful place on earth." These words were echoing in her mind. She sought solace in the simple joys that awaited her within the haven of her heart and her home. Stepping on to her cozy porch, Lily breathed in the crisp twilight air, feeling the weight of the day slowly lift from her shoulders. With a soft smile, she settled into her favorite rocking chair, allowing herself to be moved and stirred by the soothing rhythm of nature's evening song. The gentle rustle of the leaves in the evening breeze, the distant melody of chirping crickets, and the warm embrace of twilight hues that painted the sky above, they all served as gentle reminders of life's exquisite beauty. Closing her eyes, Lily let herself be fully present within this sacred moment, breathing in the ordinary magic that surrounded her. In the heart's tranquil embrace, she found the true essence of her own existence, a sanctuary of peace, love, and infinite possibility. And as the evening gently unfolded, Lily embraced the beauty of the present moment, realizing that deep within the very center of her own heart lay the beauty and the purpose of her own life. As the first evening star twinkled in the twilight sky, Lily found herself drawn indoors to bask in the simple pleasures of her evening wind-down ritual, where she would light a candle, put on some relaxing music, and brew a pot of fragrant herbal tea, where its warmth soothed her soul. Taking a seat in her checkered wingback chair, which was located by a beautiful arch window, Lily watched the evening sky light up. One by one, the stars appeared as she cradled a cup of chamomile tea in her hands. A soft laugh, it escaped her lips as she spotted the first wombat of the night making its way into her garden. You see, wombats, they're known for their territorial nature, and they are quick to notice any changes in their surroundings, be it new plants, outdoor furniture, and even irrigation piping. Lily affectionately called this particular wombat Tonka, and she couldn't help but grin as he approached. With a determined huff, Tonka nudged over her wheelbarrow, and with a nonchalant tug, he uprooted the newly planted lavender, tossing it aside with the gusto of a seasoned gardener. Meanwhile, outside her window, the kangaroos grazed peacefully. Their demeanour, it was a stark contrast to Tonka's grumpy and unimpressed attitude and his boisterous antics. As she looked out onto the nightly antics, she took a big sigh of gratitude, snuggling deeper into the comforting warmth of her favourite quilt, which was wrapped around her shoulders. Hugged in a cocoon of serenity, she mindfully sipped her tea, connecting with her senses, savouring the herbal aroma in the comforting embrace of the steam that was rising from her cup. In that moment, she felt as though she were cradled in the arms of the universe itself, surrounded by the beauty and the magic of the world around her. She breathed in the peaceful stillness of the evening, finding solace in the simple act of just being present. And so, as the night stretched on and the world outside it grew still, Lily surrendered herself to the sweet embrace of sleep, knowing that the simple luxuries that she had savoured that day, they would linger in her heart, filling her dreams with joy and wonder as she slept under a velvety starlit sky. As Lily slowly began to drift to sleep, she found herself comforted with one of her favourite Rumi quotes. The quote was, "No matter what you're doing, just be in love." Echoing softly in the sanctuary of her mind, casting a luminous glow upon the canvas of her thoughts. With each exhale, Lily surrendered to the tranquility of the night, savouring the softness of her bed sheets against her skin, admiring the gentle flicker of the candlelight that was casting shadows across her room, breathing in the soothing aroma of lavender that was wafting through the air, and smiling at her cat purring as he snuggled into the pillow next to her head. In the tender embrace of sleep, Lily found solace in the boundless expanse of love's embrace, permeating her with a deep sense of wholeness and peace. With each passing moment, she surrendered more deeply to the warm embrace of the universe's love, allowing its sacred essence to permeate every fibre of her being. And as Lily drifted into the realm of dreams, she carried with her the radiant afterglow of her simple but wonderful day as she fell asleep to the comforting and healing words of Rumi. Drifting, drifting, drifting into a land of sleep. Falling, falling, falling into a realm of dreams. Drifting, falling, 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 falling. Landing on a bed of dreams. Falling into the magic. Falling into the wonder. Falling into the night sky in the land of dreams. Drifting, drifting, drifting off to sleep. Good night, sweet dreams.